rewind it. You can rewind it. You can rewind. You can rewind it. You can rewind it.
We gon' take it back to the future, over the top, E.T. Gremlins, RoboCop. Bring it back a couple minutes to when I was 10, dusting off our favorite movies, gonna watch them again. Them VHS, yeah, we'll give it a crack. Do they hold up, are they totally whack? Brock and Alexa, give it a play. Tell you to rewind it, throw it away.
Hello and welcome to You Can Rewind It with Alexa and Brock. This is the show where we watch our favorite movies from our childhood. Then we discuss, dissect, and decide. Do we still like them, and would we rewind them and watch them again? My name is Alexa.
And my name is Brock.
I don't think I ever say my name is.
I don't know why I said it, besides the fact that you said it.
You just copied me.
Yes.
The copier. Today, what do we have, babe?
We have 1985's Rated PG-13, Weird Science.
I was just in the mood for a comedy yesterday.
Yeah, that was shocking because we needed something.
Yeah.
Something positive.
Right.
But we were always, we were looking at this movie or this movie and it was like, nothing positive.
Yeah. There's a movie that I've been pushing on him for a long time. And when we finally do it, I'm going to announce that is the movie I've been harassing him about seeing.
It's never
going to happen. So tell us about this. It's never going to happen.
No, what?
Tell us about the movie, babe.
All right. Two high school nerds attempt to create the perfect woman, but she turns out to be more than that. You have the writer, director extraordinaire, a podcast favorite, John Hughes, wrote and directed this.
Okay.
How long did it take him to write it, you think?
2 hours. Sorry.
He wrote a screenplay in 2 hours?
I don't want to show my hand here. I don't know.
2 days.
Okay.
2 hours. And the lead role, I guess one of the lead roles,
okay,
of Gary Wallace. You have Anthony Michael Hall, who mm-hmm. was in 16 Candles, Breakfast Club,
Vacation.
Vacation. He also was in Psych.
I know you're going to throw that out.
Have to say.
Yes, yep.
And he was in a movie called Six Pack.
Yes.
Do you remember a character named Doc?
Oh, yeah. He's one of the kids in Six Pack.
Yes. Does that make your
smile
day?
To my face.
Does you love that movie as you talked about during Days of Thunder?
Yeah, I do love the movie.
You have Wyatt Donnelly, and I believe his name is Elon Mitchell Smith.
Okay.
Elon?
Don't know.
I'm probably not pronouncing it.
Ellen.
Right. It's probably Ian, and I'm just mispronouncing it. But I had not really seen anything else he was in. Nothing that I really knew of. You have Lisa, played by Kelly LeBrock, former model turned actress. She was in The Woman in Red.
I saw Woman in Red on an airplane.
Oh, that was awesome.
Like a plane. I don't think I got it.
No.
It's like, was way over my head. But it was like the movie on the plane, so I mean, why not watch it?
Oh, and she was married to Steven Seagal.
Right.
The greatest actor.
And she was on Celebrity Fit Club.
Oh my God, she was.
Yeah, well, we watched that on like VH1 or something.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Where they have those celebrities trying to lose weight.
I can't see her doing. No, she did. She did well, didn't she?
Yeah, she did well losing weight.
I do remember that now. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Then you have Chet Donnelly, the big brother of Wyatt Donnelly, who's a total D-bag, played by Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? I always got him mixed up with Bill Pullman.
Okay.
Bill Paxton is in some huge, huge movies like Twister, Aliens, Titanic, Tombstone, Apollo 13.
Isn't he on Big Love?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this huge.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like him in this role? Make a big impact on you?
Like, no.
He's going to be a star.
No, I didn't like his... No.
A little too goofy, right?
Yeah, I didn't like his, like, mannerism. I don't know. I didn't
it
like
was
him.
Too over the top.
I mean, he's not supposed to be likable, so I guess he did a good job.
Yeah, there you go. You got Deb and Hilly, the two ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Deb, blonde, I believe. Suzanne Snyder, she was in Killer Clowns from Outer Space, which I wanted to do a podcast on so badly at Halloween, and you wouldn't.
So,
got to do it this time. Return of the Living Dead and Fools Rush In. And then Hilly, the brunette, was played by Judy Aronson, who was in Friday the 13th, the final chapter, in a movie that I loved as a kid that I'm afraid to rewatch. American Ninja.
Okay.
It's going to be a total dog crap movie. I know it. But I loved it as a kid. Of course, the two D-bags, the two just, oh, the antagonists, the biggest jerks.
Yeah.
Ian and Max. You got Max, played by Robert Roessler, who was in Nightmare on Elm Street 2, but I don't really remember him. And then you have Ian, played by Robert Downey Jr., who was in Iron Man, Chaplin, Back to School, Tropic Thunder. I love.
Big actor.
Robert Downey Jr. is so funny in this movie. I mean, he's so over the top, and he looks such like an 80s D-bag.
Yeah, agreed.
So, were you a fan of this movie growing up?
I'm going to go ahead and just admit that I got this movie confused in my brain, I think, with Real Genius.
That's crazy.
And I think what I thought this movie was really that one, because I was waiting for things to happen that didn't in this one. I don't know how I got them confused. There were certain scenes I recognized, but I was seriously starting to question if I have seen this movie in its entirety.
Wow.
So I'm going to say I was not one of my favorite movies, no, because I don't even remember if I saw it.
Wow.
I know.
Can't believe you didn't see a pretty iconic 80s movie.
What year was it again?
85.
Okay. So I spent some time overseas when I was a kid, and this was during that time period. So that's probably why I didn't see it.
Okay. And never like in later in life?
I feel like this is more of a dude's movie.
Yes.
Possibly. And I don't say that to like girls, I'm sure, like it too, but I mean, I was.
No, but it's.
Seems like it's more aimed at dudes.
The sex kitten is the, you know, object
of the humor, too. I feel like the humor.
Yeah.
I was probably watching Grease or Grease 2 on my VCR.
Okay.
Or both in a row.
So, love the opening scene where it's like right after the credits, but the boys stand there watching the girls in gym class and they feel so confident. They're just like, you know, the things. They get de-pantsed in front of everyone in school.
Yeah, that's sad.
But you see where their stock is in the school. They are the nerds. They are the losers.
Yeah, you know, gone are the days of having to wear the full gym outfit.
Okay, could the 80s gym outfits be any worse?
So my shorts, I feel like, at one of my schools were way worse. So those silky shorts, ones with the built-in underwear type things. They were yellow, like yellow.
That's what my track shorts were.
That's what I had as PE shorts. And you know, you have your name on them. You have your name on them here. And then you have the shirt with your name on it. And it's nowadays, like with our daughter, she just had to have the shirt and she could wear whatever shorts she wanted. She didn't wear those shorty short shorts.
No, she could wear sweatpants.
Not only did we have those terrible shorts, we had to wear a tank top.
See, I never had to wear a tank top. I mean, track meets, like in junior high, but
if
never
you picture PE. Whatever that track outfit is, that's like what was our PE outfit.
Man, that's awful for PE.
Yeah, it was purple.
Okay, I wore the shortest tight shorts that we had to wear. I don't know if my parents had to get maybe extra small was my size. But they were so tight. Everyone's was. You could see everyone's. I mean, I guess we didn't pay attention. But surely you could see everyone's junk, right? The outline. It would have been.
That kid. Okay, so Wyatt. His voice irritated me the entire movie. And I understand. And I feel bad for. Especially like boys, because they have to go through that severe voice change. But I mean, his voice was so irritating.
And did he not seem like
a
wannabe Matthew Broderick?
Maybe.
But he's also very young. He's like 14, 15 years old.
Right. Yeah, his voice irritated me the entire time, the entire movie.
I just felt like I know this person, and that's who I thought it was. It's not Matthew Broderick, but that's who it reminded me of. He did well enough, but I felt like Anthony Michael Hall outshined him. Anthony Michael Hall is really funny.
I know you thought
he was over the top, probably, right?
Yeah, I just feel like he's very, I think he's a very talented actor. And so I just feel like he was not, like, the script didn't do him justice, I didn't think. Didn't really show off what he can do.
Wow.
Which is harsh, because I actually really like John Hughes and I like his movies most of the time.
See, I felt like it fit him. When he transitions later in the movie to being tough, you couldn't have Wyatt being the one to pull the gun. It would have to be... Gary. It has to be Anthony Michael Hall, because he pulls off the tough way serious. Like, he's not tough. Anthony Michael Hall is, I think you're right, I think he's a lot better actor. People would probably ever give him credit for. But because of his look early on, it kind of probably stunted his possibilities of being a love interest later.
Well, because they are so, you know, they feel like they're stuck in this nerdy world, so they have to come up with something, and then they're watching Frankenstein, and voila, they get this idea of, like, the only way we're going to be able to have a lady is if we create one.
Frankenstein style.
Yeah. And they're like, what, get a cadaver? And he's like, nah, it's a little bit gross.
Okay. Fun scene, but the 80s special effects and graphics, it's
really hard, because
it's not fair. It's not fair to judge on that.
It's hard to judge it now, just because you think about, and there's things nowadays too that I'm sure, like, futuristic things that you think, oh, that could be possible. But now that we're in this stage, it's like, there's no way that computer can do that.
Yeah, no. I bought it back then. Yeah. I bought the creation of the lady.
I'm sure you did, but it's like...
And I did think it could have been done way worse. For I was really expecting much worse scene. Like, I thought it was going to be completely awful. At least this was more of the lightning. Mm-hmm. It was almost less about the computer, more about the lightning.
Yeah, I mean...
But how'd they get into, like, the national power grid? Well, I don't remember that at all.
That's just how movies explain stuff. Just throw a lightning bolt. Something gets struck by lightning. It's just, you know, who knows when it gets struck by lightning.
Yeah. See, according to Hollywood, you get struck by lightning, you get superhero powers, people come to life. I see a dude get struck by lightning, and he's just convulsing on the ground.
Yeah, lightning
is... Ooh, that's a good superpower.
Lightning is the answer to everything. And so is just the wonder of the computer, and as a kid, not really knowing what is this computer capable of.
You feel like it was capable of anything.
Yeah, so, I mean, you could be drawn into that world. Oh, yeah, let's scan Beethoven's face, and then it'll analyze his hands, and then she could play piano, which, I don't know, did she ever play piano in there?
No.
And, I mean, was she super smart? I don't know.
Obviously, she was very wise, because she was guiding the boys through.
Was she...
We'll talk about that.
So, okay. So, yeah. So, that's when you see the creation. Then you see them hacking into the power grid. You see the lightning.
What was that? I don't know what they're hacking into. A nuclear plant? I don't understand what it was. Why is the Air Force dude watching it?
I don't know. There's, like, one guy. He's like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then, you know, crazy stuff happens. A woman's dog's on the ceiling. So...
That's weird science.
It was...
Ooh.
Yeah. Is it... I don't know.
I just thought it could have been done a lot worse.
But isn't that how Frankenstein was, like, lightning bolt?
Lightning bolt, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean...
No, you're dead on. That's the go-to Hollywood.
Yeah.
If you can't figure it out, lightning. Lightning can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And boom, there she is. Where'd they get the Barbie doll from? Does he play with Barbies? Because he has a brother. I don't think Chet plays with the Barbie.
No, and I don't think the parents had a daughter with him.
Well, he comes up with a Barbie. Zap, zap, and then... Why wouldn't she just appear right there? Why is she coming out of the bathroom? It would have been better had she just appeared right there.
Just, hey guys, what's up?
Like, from the doll. The doll just, like, boom, and there she is.
Bam! Here I am! Right. No, she's got to go to the pooper first.
But then she appears, and she's like, hey, guys. You know, Oh, well, let's get a shower together. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, it's not that sexy, is it really now, watching it again?
Maybe I'd be like, oh, a shower. I don't know. That was dumb.
Actually, I think as a kid, that was kind of racy because...
Oh, yeah, super racy.
To have a woman naked in front of you? Oh, my gosh. Like...
And they're both in there? Like, I don't know.
Okay, as an adult, do you kind of think, okay, they're 15 years old. She's like 23. This is not hot. This is creepy.
Yeah, now it seems so creepy.
The Van Halen video, Hot for Teacher, where those teachers are stripping for the kids. Mm-hmm. And as a child, I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. Cool video. As an adult, I'm like, that's creepy. If it was real, it's children. That's just weird. This had a kind of a gross out factor I was not expecting.
Let me skip to, I don't know exactly why she was there, because at first it was kind of like, oh, I'm here to be your girlfriend, because she, like, does a whole makeout with Wyatt.
Yes.
Which is weird, because she doesn't really try to do the makeout with the other
dude. Okay, I don't know if she ever actually has sex with either boy.
I mean, I hope not.
I don't think so, because they shower, they have clothes on.
Well, he says he wanted her to do gymnastics. And while she was doing the gymnastics, he fell asleep. That's how they explain that. That same night.
This is the weirdest thing ever.
And yeah, and so I really did kind of disturb me. Them kissing was weird.
Yeah,
there's a gross out factor. And how would we feel if it was two girls and they created a dude and he was making out with a 15-year-old girl?
Some 23-year-old guy's like, yeah, what's up, ladies?
She looked about 25, 30. I don't know how old she was, but. If he was making out...
It would be way creepier.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
It would be so much creepier.
And then when she's in the mall buying sexy underwear to turn him on, that's what she tells the salesperson. Like, ew. So, yeah. So, definitely gross out factor. She takes them... She has a mind of her own, apparently. So, instead of, like, her just being this creation, although they programmed a brain into her, I guess, she's like, well, we're going out on the town. And then they end up at a bar.
This is my favorite part of the movie, and it's something I've said to you 1,000 times.
I thought this was from a different movie, so you told me.
I thought it was, too.
Okay.
I thought it was Licensed to Drive.
Yeah, that's what you've always told me it was from.
But when they get hammered at the blues bar, and then Anthony Michael Hall's, like, over-the-top antics, but then when they're in the car driving back... That's the line I love. He's like,
he don't even have a license, Lisa.
How many times have I said that to you?
A lot.
You want to hear it again?
No.
Okay.
No.
But tell me that was not funny. Them going out, getting rip-roaring drunk.
He had a couple of funny lines. At one point he said, she kicked him in the nuts is what his ex did to him. That was funny enough for me to write it down, that's for sure.
Well, that just sounds so... That's what I would have said when I was a kid.
You know, I'd like to talk about the character of Chet.
Oh, Bill Paxton.
Yeah. He just comes in, makes threats, like... He wants to be paid off for everything about...
He's going to be a domestic abuser.
He wants his
VCR. He's going to be a domestic abuser.
He's like, you owe me a VCR!
Oh, when he comes in with the shotgun and hits Gary in the head with it, then sticks the shotgun, you know, the face of the
right
shotgun.
Right in your face, yeah.
Yeah, right in her, like, it's nose.
Like, oh, you're going to shoot her?
I'm going to wound her. It's like, this dude's violent. Mm. This is not a bully older brother from the Wonder Years. This is like natural born killers before he takes the next step.
Yeah. They go to the mall. The mall scene was...
Predictable?
Yeah.
Okay. And how much slushy was in that cup?
I don't know. The guy wasted a perfectly good icy.
I love icies. Yeah, that's like my guilty pleasure in life. Besides my love for you.
Mm.
And
these guys were such bullies.
But it's kind of like the Can't Buy Me Love, where it was a lot of just milk.
Milkshake, extra thick.
This was the 32-ounce cup that turns into 4.5 gallons of slush.
It was like the reverse because that was like a super runny milkshake.
Yes, this was like a, just bleh. But didn't you love their reaction, which was no reaction? Like, yep, there it is.
Well, the life is going pretty good for them, so why worry about it?
You know what? They'll get theirs because we're getting ours. I don't care about them.
So they have to have a party scene, and it kind of reminded me of the 16 Candles party in a way. Just over-the-top, trash-the-house type party.
Except for their few key elements.
Yes, okay. Yes. Yeah.
16 Candles didn't have any weapons of mass destruction.
And she's got to go pick up Gary for the party, but she confronts his parents.
Oh.
That was just...
That was hilarious, though.
So bizarre.
It was hilarious.
And then she threatens with a gun.
Okay. It was hilarious. And then at some certain point, you're like, okay, now what's happening? Like, okay, it was funny when she was, like, blatantly obvious with them, like, here's what we're going to do. And listen here, Al, you know, yelling at him. But then it's, like, a gun.
Yeah.
Then she makes them lose their memory. What I did not remember about this movie, for some reason, I don't know what I thought, I do not remember that they created a woman. Yes, got it. And she has godlike powers. Not superpowers. Mm-hmm. Godlike powers.
Mm-hmm. How? The lightning. It's the lightning.
Okay, sure. She can create anything out of thin air. She can do where they walk across the threshold of a door and their outfits change for them. And
if she can do all that, why can't she just make them cool and be done with it?
Yeah. There you go. Hey, y'all both cool. Be good guys.
Yeah.
Did not remember that.
You know what I think it is? I feel like this is just me seeing it through a parent's eyes, like seeing it different. It's just me seeing it different. Because now it's like this lady pretty much comes in and says, hey, I'm going to kidnap your son. He's going to the party regardless of what you parents say. And then we're going to do all these things of debauchery at this party, but I'm taking your kid.
I thought that was so funny.
But, I mean, can't you see it now as like...
No, I...
You're absolutely not.
I get exactly.
I'm going to call the police if a 20-something-year-old dude came and told me he was taking my daughter.
I would absolutely destroy the
guy. And then he pulls a gun on us.
Then I would absolutely wait till he left. Yeah.
My daughter's life. I just think that's just... I know it's a comedy, but I think it's just like seeing it different.
Okay, I didn't take it that serious at all. It was just... laughing it off because it's a comedy. So I didn't see it like that. I thought, oh, it's so funny. But it was like she then just whips out a gun. And I'm like, okay.
He's going to this party.
Okay, a little over the top. Because she can make them forget him like that. Mm-hmm. So was the gun necessary?
Why didn't they both forget
him? Why didn't they just pick him up in silence? Because he's got to learn the lesson that he's got to stand up to people? What, with a gun?
Yeah. Yeah, because... Well, I'll get to that later. So they have the party. Half the party they spend in the bathroom.
Yes. Did not remember that at all. So, I remember it being the most like epic party, high school party of all time. But I do not remember how over the top it was with the weapons. And I totally forgot about the insane bikers or mutants or whatever the heck they were. Vernon Wells, who plays the... Lord General, the lead biker, he was in The Road Warrior. And he has, like, the same exact makeup and same look. So what is the point of them coming in? It's the Road Warrior coming into a party?
Like, yeah, the party, and how does he know all that stuff about him? She obviously told him stuff or sent messages to him subliminally?
I don't know.
And the funny part, I think probably one of the funniest things in the movie was when they were in the bathroom and the guy's like stinking up the bathroom. The one friend's stinking it up.
I love this. But he's behind the door and the two girls, their love interests, are trying to come into the bathroom. And he's like, what do you say? You can't come in?
I can't remember exactly what he said.
But basically Wyatt sells out Gary, saying that Gary dropped a deuce and stuck up the bathroom. He's like, one second. Turns, slaps Wyatt across the face, opens the door. Okay.
And then he ends up lighting, like, all these matches. He's holding them up. So that part
and
was really funny.
Ladies.
And then they finally do let him in the bathroom. And now they don't leave the bathroom. They're just still standing there. It's very awkward. Yeah.
Don't remember any of this.
Then they get in the shower, like, together, the two dudes, to give them privacy.
Yeah.
And then when they're finally like, all right, let's do this. And they look up and it's two other goofy ladies.
Yes. Did not remember any of this. Do not remember this at all from when I watched it before. But that was so... I enjoyed it because it was so awkward. How awkward they are because these are the girls they love and they're just like... just... Okay, thanks. You let us in the bathroom. You can stay here with us. No. Oh, you need privacy? We'll get in the shower where it's not private at all. That was so funny.
You know, the bullies show up at the party.
Of course.
They almost get into it with them, but then they tell them, hey, this is what we did. And they're like, oh, well, you can make us a lady. Or maybe they volunteer to make them one.
But before that, before they go to make the lady, he's like, hey, let us have a shot at her.
Oh, uh-huh.
Like, you can have a shot of our girlfriends, but let's have a shot with yours. It's like, this is getting creepy fast. Like, hey, let's start swinging in high school. But then, yes, we can create one. Sorry, go ahead.
So they try to, it almost works, except they forget about a doll, and they end up with a missile in their house.
Because it was right on the Time magazine the doll was on from earlier.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then in that scene, all this stuff is getting sucked up through the chimney, books, piano.
A lady.
A lady's clothes.
She was a Playboy centerfold.
Oh, she was?
Yes.
They kind of like blurred out kind of her. Like, you didn't see a whole lot there even.
No, you really couldn't see.
Yeah, they did something to it.
Well, the camera was also not like a close-up. Yeah, it seemed like from the other side of the room.
Seemed like that was just like a throw-in scene. Like,
you gotta have nudity, which John Hughes, 16 Candles, nudity. Mm-hmm. This movie, nudity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Breakfast Club was supposed to have nudity, but he cut it out at the last second.
So you have that go by. You have that scene. You have, like, the house getting destroyed. The kitchen turns blue for some reason.
Yeah, what was that? Did that make any sense?
Nope. Doesn't make sense at all. The grandparents come over. They get frozen and put in the closet.
Funny.
Then the mutants come, and the whole thing is she wants them to stand up to the dudes. Well, they end up using, like, a gun. And the crazy part is, later on, when Chet starts causing problems, they go back to being wimps again. So why wouldn't that turn the girls off if they were like, oh, they stood up for me and the bullies, they're so tough. And then it's like the brother comes in and it's like, oh, we're sorry.
Yeah, but Chet did have a gun and they didn't. So what were they going to do? Like, do it, Chet. Do it. Shoot me.
Yeah, but in the scene where they stood up, they had the gun and the other person didn't. Yeah, maybe.
But he thought it was a water pistol, though. Pretty ballsy with a water pistol.
Yeah, now that part was funny. The part where after the dudes leave and he thinks he's got a water gun, and he's just waving it and everyone's ducking. That was really funny. I like that. Okay, so it starts snowing in Chet's room.
Which, huh?
Why? I don't know. Chet's insane. He goes and threatens them with a gun, like we talked about earlier.
Yeah, whacks him on the head with, like, the barrel of the gun.
The best part is his quote when she says, like, why don't you leave him alone? And he's like, stay out of this, bimbo. It's a family matter. That was probably my favorite line of the movie. Then she turns Chet into, like, a little monster.
Love. When I was a kid, that was funny. Mm-hmm. Like, that was Weird Science for me. This is not a movie that I, like, just love, like 16 Candles. And it wasn't even on the level of Breakfast Club, but this was a very big movie for a lot of people I knew, so I always liked it. We would watch it. This scene made it all worth it back then. Like, I don't know why. Still funny, by the way. Mm. Still funny. But this scene of Chet being, like, the big poop pile monster, making all the noises, and he's just so... Which, even when he went the poop pile monster, he made the worst noises.
Mm.
So it kind of fits. But I love them apologizing. He's like, you're having to apologize to the guys.
What's to stop him from becoming a D-bag after he's not a
Probably the fear monster. Of going back to the poop monster.
But what's her face is gone.
Is she? By the way, I felt like the ending was too easy. Mm-hmm. She goes away and everything goes back perfectly in an instance.
I did like when the house was going back together.
No, cool to see. Don't get me wrong. But... Mm-hmm. Just an easy way out.
So then the girls decide that they do like these nerds, and then they're like, yeah, we like them. And then they talk to tell Lisa, hey, we've got a girlfriend. And she's like, it's okay. And then they just all start crying, and she says goodbye.
Yeah, John Hughes said that when watching that scene, he would tear up.
Oh my God.
Or when they were filming, he teared up.
What?
Like, that's an emotional scene for him.
How?
I don't know, because I was like, this is all too easy. Like, there's got to be more to explain than just this. Like, it's wrapped up way too nicely.
All right, I'm going. And then I become a gym teacher at possibly the same school.
Okay. So did someone recreate her?
Not sure.
Is she going to be here forever?
I am not
like,
sure.
Like, what is happening?
I don't know.
It's weird science.
It's weird, all right. I don't know how science it is. Okay, so I wanted to like this movie because I like Hughes, and I thought I remember the movie, but I don't think I did. And I just could not get over the creepiness. It had a couple of good, like, funny parts, but I just thought the script was really weak. I can look past the goofy way she was created. I can kind of look past all that, but it was just a weird movie. Nothing made sense, and there wasn't enough humor to really save it for me. The fact that I am in no way giving this a rewind.
All right, so I like the movie for nostalgia reasons, but for me, this movie is Anthony Michael Hall, it's Kelly LeBrock, and it's the Chet poop pile puppet, you know, whatever that thing was. Troll. Love those things, but it wasn't enough to carry this movie for me. If you are a big fan of this movie, like this was something big for your youth, you're gonna love this movie. It's gonna always be what it is, but it is definitely dated because it's based off computer, so that looked really sketchy. Again, it could have been worse, but it did age poorly. The over-the-top scenes, if you like this movie as a younger person, you're gonna love this. But someone that wasn't in love with it, watching it now, I cannot give it a rewind. I want to, but I can't because it was so over-the-top stupid.
All right, we have another non-rewind, non-double rewind.
Oh, no high five.
No high five. Oh, man. We have a Facebook page. You can rewind it. Twitter page. You can rewind it. And email. You can rewind it at gmail.com. Oh, and Instagram. You can rewind it. You know.
Of course.
Just because you can rewind it doesn't mean you should. Thanks for listening.
Weird science.
I did like the song. I like the song.
From Oingo Boingo.
The only lyrics I know are weird science, something pots and pans.
Pots and pans
I
are in it?
I swear it's just pots and pans.
It's my creation, my creation.
Oh, I forgot. Yes, I do. My creation.
My creation.
Is it real?
Rewind it. You can rewind it. Rewind it. Rewind. Rewind it. You can rewind it. 4, 3, 2.